Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, thanks for joining us. This is a special segment for Halloween. Heller, Donnie, and T are all here. It's basically a battle royale for the scariest monsters. So we each have a monster that we think is the scariest. Now, technically, they're not all monsters. Technically, only mine is an actual monster.
Whatever.
But the word to define what they are is like too complicated. It's not as fun. And we believe in fun. So it's a battle royale for monsters. And everyone introduce their monster and then and I will start. I have vampires.
Okay. Keller? I am rocking with witches.
T?
And I, with the witches. I say clowns.
Oof. I'm team ghosts.
Ooh. Ghost is a sleeper, I think.
Yep.
I like that status.
Eternal sleeper, you know what I'm saying?
So I'll start with vampires. I think vampires are the scariest for multiple reasons. But one, they're sexy. Okay.
Yep.
Which puts them on a whole nother level. Now it's interesting because I suppose ghosts and witches could be sexy too. But vampires are known for being very alluring, right? And I'm saying this as a werewolf, by the way. so it's ironic. But look, like vampires, they're immortal. In order to kill them, you've got to have like a steak or garlic. And who has that around?
Garlic.
Gotta have garlic, though.
Yeah, you got garlic in the crib.
You're not putting garlic in your food.
Right. How much, though? How much, though? I don't have enough to make a necklace.
If they get in, you got to get them to the fridge. Like you can kill, you know, other monsters with whatever you got laying around. But a vampire, you need very specific tools. You know,
set of rules. Yeah.
Get them.
Yeah.
They're super powerful. They're super fast. They like the only thing that kills them is the sun. Like there's so many things that don't affect them. Every vampire movie you see, they always get the girl. So we're especially vulnerable as women. And I feel like they are just like the most immortal dominant creature. Like they're just super powerful for no reason whatsoever. Like what can actually affect vampires unless you cut their heads off, which no one has the strength to do, get some garlic, get a steak, or shove them out into the sun, and they're stronger than you. So like you literally can't kill a vampire. If they want to eat you, it's a wrap for you.
Jesus, I feel like vampires are afraid of Jesus.
They don't like God.
That's right. The cross. The cross up to
them. They don't like God. Yeah. I have a cross in me right here, so I am protected.
You're ready.
I'm ready. Also, I'm a werewolf, so I might convince them not to come here. I heard this weekend that if the only way that a vampire can get into your house is if you invite them in.
Yes.
Which is why they're sexy.
Which is why they're sexy, right? Because how else would they get in your house? You wouldn't just allow a blood drinker in your home. But also luckily for me, like I don't believe in strangers. So I'm safe from vampires, but overall I think they are like the most powerful monster.
Okay. I like vampires personally just because they really hold it down for us pale skin folk and represent in a really cute, classy way overall. But
they do make great movies too. Very intriguing flicks.
Yeah, wasn't Brad Pitt a vampire for goodness sakes?
He was. Yes.
Also, shouts to Blade.
Excellent vampire movie. Mm-hmm. Twilight.
Vampire Diaries. Pattinson.
Sleeper is Underworld.
Mm. Is
Kate
Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Strong.
Kate Beckinsale in the promo for Underworld might be the prettiest woman I've ever seen in my entire life. Just FYI.
I have more werewolf.
You got more fuzz? Don't eat your mask, Joy.
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale is one of the most beautiful women to ever walk the earth. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, did you mention True Blood?
Oh.
I did not. I did not.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Phil?
Southern vampires.
Yeah.
Southern vampires. Yep. Which you really don't want no smoke with. All right, who's next in the Monster Battle Royale?
I will go.
I'll take it.
Oh,
go for it.
Let's Rochambeau for it.
Rochambeau.
You got it. Scissors cuts paper. Go ahead. I think I shot early, but go ahead.
All right, cool. Ghosts. Ghosts are the scariest because ghosts are, in fact, real. If you have ever moved into a new place, a new house, or you hear bump in the night, you hear something that literally goes bump in the night, you think ghosts. You don't think, oh, there's a witch in my apartment, or there's a clown in my apartment. You don't think there's a clown in your apartment. you can't kill a ghost unless you might think there's a clown if you live like next to carnies or something, if you live next to a carnival or festival, but otherwise you think
ghost clowns. We're not mixing characters here.
Ghost clowns, though, that would be, I think that would win this battle royale, but we're not mixing characters. That would hands down be the scariest. I was gonna say you can't kill a ghost. It's already dead. But if you were to kill, say, a vampire, it's possible that vampire could turn into a ghost. If you were to kill a witch, it's definite that witch is gonna turn into a ghost. But you can't turn a ghost into a vampire or a ghost into something else. The ghost is what it is. I feel like all roads lead to ghosts. I will say this: ghosts have the best theme songs. Ghostbusters. Ghosts are that can't be beat. There's a wide spectrum of ghosts. I feel like you got like super scary things like poltergeists, and you got your friendly ghosts like Casper. And Patrick Swayze. And ghosts are throughout, there are multiple seasons. You have ghosts during Halloween, but you also have your Christmas ghosts, Christmas past, present, and future. You can't forget the Holy Ghost. That's a big one. And also, there are multiple names for ghosts. And there's multiple names for all of these, but I feel like the ghosts have some cool names. You got your spirits, your specters, apparitions, phantoms. And my least favorite of that is the spooks, but that is technically a ghost word. But yeah, I'm putting that in for ghosts. That's my submission for ghosts. I feel like ghosts wins this battle royale because they're real.
It's strong. You make a lot of great points.
It is strong.
But you can get rid of ghosts. Like, you can rid yourself of ghosts.
But there's not a set plan on how to rid yourself.
Sure, you have a Ghostbuster or one of those ghost hunters come.
Or a Ouija board.
And cleanse your house with Ouija boards. You can have a healer come,
I suppose.
You know, and come and rid your place. You can't really get rid of them from the earth, but you can, you know, you can free your space of these ghosts.
Yeah. Help them transition into another plane.
Do you have any ghost stories?
Yeah. I thankfully don't, but not for me personally, but my mom has a ton. She claims to have grown up in a house that used to be a gambling house. And people were killed in this house, and they used to see people like walk past their bedrooms. My mom said she saw like somebody with a big fro walk past her afro when she was a little kid, and none of her brothers or sisters had afros, and she was like, I have no idea who that man was. But I don't have any personally. I have a bunch of family stories. My aunts and uncles have a bunch of stuff too.
Did I tell you guys my Mexico ghost story?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
So I went to Mexico like 2 years ago, and I'm laying outside, like outside of the room on like one of the beach chairs at night. And like at the beach in Mexico, you can see all the stars because there's not all the light pollution. So I'm just laying there, and I turn, and there's a little girl standing next to me. She's about yay high.
Oh.
And she's got a pink dress on. Like The Shining or whatever, and like little like white thing, you know, like pink dress. I do not have any children, nor did I travel with children, so I don't know this child. And I'm like, you know, we're just kind of staring at each other. I'm like, hi, and she just kind of looks at me, scurries off, runs away, off she goes. So the person I was with comes out, and I'm like, so I just saw a ghost for sure, 100%.
Oh my gosh.
That was a ghost. And I I told him what happened, and he was like, yeah, we got to go inside right now. He told me about La Llorona, which is a very famous Mexican ghost story. I don't think she belonged to La Llorona, but so that's my ghost story. She was nice. Like, she seemed cool. You know, she was just saying hello.
Was she translucent at all? Or was this like a fully formed looking person?
No, she's a little girl. Like, she was not real. There was no little children around. It was
just, I know.
Yeah.
Like,
I would have been scared.
Freaked out.
I wasn't scared because when she wasn't there to hurt me. Like, it was good energy. You know, she's just there. So
okay.
Hanging out.
Well, let me jump in with some women who are meant to hurt you and scare you, and that's witches. Okay. Not specifically women though. There are warlocks.
There are. And also real.
Witches.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're very real.
We drowned some of them in Salem back in the day. So they're at least real enough to be in ghost form now and haunt us.
To drown and burn.
Debatable that all of them are witches.
Well, yeah. Well, the whole equation of how you figure out they're witches means that if they're not a witch, they drown. So it doesn't really, didn't quite, the math isn't quite there.
I think we're just some forward-thinking women.
Right. Being scared isn't about math. So let's get into this. First of all, witches. The official definition is a woman thought to have magic powers, especially evil ones, popularly depicted as wearing a black cloak and pointed hat, flying on a broomstick. So we'll get to the accessories in a second. We all know how scared men are of women in power. So women with magic powers are the scariest possible, right? That's, I think I won. Yeah. assuming I didn't win and I need to keep going, the accessories that they have include brooms, which allow them to fly, you guys. They don't have to transmorph into a bat like Joy's vampires to fly. And they are real, unlike Donnie's ghosts. Sick burn.
We float.
Yeah.
Right. Is that flying? I guess that's flying. Your penguin suit can't fly either. But anyway. So they got brooms they fly on. They got cauldrons, which in addition to just being a scary sounding word, is where they brew spells from their book of spells to haunt you with. There's also like celestial crystal balls where they can look into it and tell you your horrible future. When they cast the spells, they don't even need a wand on some weak ass Harry Potter J.K. Rowling shit. They just point that crooked ass finger and get your ass. Very scary. Plus, as soon as you think you've got it figured out, right? I'm looking for a person with a tall hat. I'm looking for a person with a green face, potentially a long crooked nose who cackles. You're looking for all of those symbols, and then all of a sudden you run into like Sabrina the Teenage Witch or those fine ass girls on Charmed, and they're fine in the past tense. So I won't get in trouble with my girlfriend for saying that now, because I thought they were fine when I was littler, but they were fine, those girls on Charmed. They were good witches. So it's very confusing, it's very scary. And also, you know, you guys have I don't know what your sounds are. I don't know what vampire sounds are. I don't know exactly what ghost sounds are. But if you hear, you know you're f***ed. It's a ghost. I mean, sorry, it's a witch.
It's a witch.
A Freudian slip.
A pretty secret.
Yeah. It's a very compelling argument.
Yeah.
But I will say there's like many ways to kill witches.
Like what?
I mean, don't you just like stab them? Like witches
throw water on them?
Yeah, it's just melt. Water. I forgot about water. I forgot about
melt.
The witches are people. So like they're actually quite vulnerable. What makes them not vulnerable is their spells. So I guess if they're water, like action spells or something.
Right. You gotta get close enough to a witch to pour water on it. That's pretty close.
But also like you can manipulate witches, right? Because witches have at least the movie witches always have like something that they really want, which makes them like very vulnerable.
That's true.
Like they're very accessible.
Right. Right. So having
so
it's like
ways to defeat witches.
Right. Witches by having motives, it's almost like they have a family member and then they're weaker because you could attack that family member. Whereas to your point,
vampires
just want blood. They just want blood.
Vampires are soulless. That's what makes them immortal. They have no soul. So like they don't, all good they point. Want is to drink your blood, and they're strong enough to just make you do it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What you got, T?
Well, I feel like I won. I think the most scary monsters are clowns. And you guys may be thinking that clowns aren't monsters. I'm here to say that they are.
They're fun.
They're not. They're creepy. And they're frightening. And they have these like fixed and odd facial expressions that I just will never understand. And they pretend to be your friend when in reality, they're the enemy. They're forced on kids. I don't know how many birthday parties I went to like as a child, but they had clowns for entertainment, which is like weird. I don't want to see you made up in a oversized clothes, obnoxious shoes, juggling or making me a balloon that doesn't last an hour. And you can blame Pennywise on why I hate clowns. He just ruined it for me. I think he's insanely scary. And he's a child killer. And then we use clowns for entertainment for kids. I think there's just something completely twisted about that whole thing. And if you think about it, that leads to trauma as an adult. So like it follows you from a kid to an adult. So this for me has led me to fear clowns more than any other monster. Like if I saw a ghost, I'd be like, hey, Casper. If I saw like a witch, I'd be like, oh, can you cast a spell? So not necessarily live forever, but I can like transfer to like some other place. And what's the other one? There was ghosts.
Vampire.
Okay, come on, Damon Salvatore. Like if I had a Damon Salvatore lookalike,
you let him bite your neck, huh?
You know what? I may just let him bite a little bit. No, I'm just kidding.
Who knows? I'm telling you.
They have a soft spot. A lot of them aren't bad. If you think about the Damon Salvatore, he was a bad boy, but he loved Elena. When you think about Bill, come on, he loved him some Sookie. Like these are some good people. Clowns, nothing good about them. They're freaky.
Mm-mm. I got one. Tommy the Clown of crumping and clowning fame from the movie Rise seems like a great guy.
I personally hate clowns. Like out of all my fears in life, clowns are number one. I hate clowns, hate them, despise it for all the reasons that T is talking about. But you can definitely beat a clown's ass for sure. So
yeah, the big goofy shoes.
For that reason, they are definitely vulnerable. I will beat the shit out of a clown. And I do every single day on social media. But I'm with you. Clowns, they are disguised as cute and fun and loving and happy. And they're really evil. So I'm with you on that. Clowns are the worst, but they can definitely get their ass beat for sure.
I wouldn't want to beat their ass because I'm not trying to float. As Pennywise would say, I don't want those problems. So
yeah. But did you guys see the It sequel though?
Yeah, it was disappointing. They made clowns a little less scary in that movie somehow. That seems like an impossible thing to do.
Wasn't it?
Pennywise wasn't as scary. Yeah.
I don't care about what these adult people are going through. Where are the children? Yeah. Who cares?
It did seem like they tried to make it more of a movie than a scary movie, didn't they?
I mean, it was like, honestly, I you know what? I know that the movie is not that scary when I'm rooting for the bad guy. I'm like, gotta go. Like, he's just making bad decisions. We're done with the storyline. Like, bye-bye. But the original It is terrifying, and the original It remake is terrifying. I'm with you there. So I don't know. I feel like I'm still the winner. The vampires are the strongest, most powerful, evil, undefeatable monsters.
Anybody else? Anybody moving off of theirs? I'm thinking about it.
Nah, still I'm clowns. Sticking with ghosts.
Still ghosts?
I'm scared of ghosts.
Still witches?
Clowns.
Witches?
Let us know what y'all think. Have a happy Halloween. Be safe. Disinfect the candy you get from strangers if you're going to go do that. And
just give your kids candy. Just give them candy. Yeah. Don't just go give outside. Your kids candy. It's not worth it.
All that no candy stuff that I got out the window here. All right. Bye, guys.
Hey. Woo!